KXE News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A 57-year-old man from the South Metro died in a snowmobile crash Tuesday afternoon north of Orr. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says two snowmobilers collided in a sideswipe fashion while navigating a curve on the Arrowhead Snowmobile Trail. One driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The man's name has not been released as of Wednesday afternoon. 700 immigration agents are leaving Minnesota. The Trump administration made the announcement Wednesday. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports roughly 2,000 agents remain in the state. Border Czar Tom Homan says the change is due to, quote, unprecedented cooperation from local law enforcement. He points to counties giving federal officers better access to jails. The Star Tribune says it's unclear whether jails will actually change anything or whether this is more of a political solution. Homan says the complete drawdown of federal agents will be tied to an end to civil disruptions. Politically engaged community members across Minnesota gathered for caucuses Tuesday night. We visited meetings for both major parties. Larissa Donovan fills us in on the DFL gathering in Bemidji.
The Beltrami County DFL saw an impressive turnout at its site at the Bemidji Middle School, where dozens of precincts gathered to elect delegates and vote on political priorities. Greta Lean, a 21-year-old student and resident of Bemidji's Ward 3, says this was her first time at a caucus. She says affordability issues are top of mind for her.
I think that college should be cheaper and housing should be more affordable and groceries are too expensive. If my car breaks down, I cannot afford to buy a new car. One thing and I'm cooked.
Crystal Noble, a 32-year-old mom, says while she has attended a caucus in the past, this was her first time participating.
There's so many things that motivated me to be here, but my top priority is to ensure that childcare is fully funded in the state of Minnesota.
Beltrami DFL Chair Curtis Hunt says he was surprised by the turnout, estimating it was double what it has been in previous election years.
It's time to turn out. We as Democrats feel it's time to take some seats back. So we're fired up.
Across the state, the DFL party says Minnesotans turned out in historic numbers for caucus night, with at least 30,000 in-person attendees and many reported first-timers. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
In Itasca County, Republicans from the Grand Rapids area gathered at Robert J. Elkington Middle School. Three candidates of the dozen vying for the party endorsement in the governor's race rose to the top. State House Speaker Lisa Damath got roughly one-third of the straw poll votes. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and veteran and 2022 gubernatorial candidate Kendall Qualls each earned about one-fifth. A Grand Rapids woman who declined to give her name says she's supporting Lindell.
I feel like at our tables when we were talking, a lot of people didn't have like their one. It was like, who is my top one and two, three? So yes. Which one am I most? And it was like, because there's a lot of options right now.
The local straw poll results mirrored that of the rest of the state. Other issues that came up Tuesday night were the new Minnesota flag, school choice, and general dissatisfaction with the Walz administration. The Grand Rapids woman says she attends caucuses because they're the most important part of the process.
It starts here. So if you really want to have a say in anything, you have to start at the beginning or you don't even get to choose who your candidate is. Like, you have a voice.
The next steps are county conventions and endorsing conventions set for the coming weeks. Bemidji State University leadership are touring the Northland next week to hear from community leaders. The Northeast Loop of the For the North campaign will stop in Grand Rapids, Chisholm, Hibbing, Duluth, Brainerd, and Baxter. Find more details, including how to RSVP, at kaxe.org. The Cook County Boys Alpine Ski Team will return to the state meet after winning Section 7A Tuesday. They'll be joined by five repeat individual qualifiers from the Northland, Cloquet Esco Carlton's sisters, junior Tegan and senior Nadia Tessier, Brainerd junior Piper Grillo, Proctor Hermantown senior Toby Schunk, and Detroit Lakes junior Tristan Bristlin. Bristlin will be joined this year by his sister, sophomore Alexa Bristlin, Brainerd freshman CeCe Rosinski and Cloquet Esco Carlton junior Colt Johnson will also compete at the state tourney next week. The first run starts at 10 a.m. Tuesday at Giants Ridge. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.